This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Good morning, everybody. This is John Jackson sitting in for Aaron Flint here high atop the hotel here, the 23rd floor, the Montana Talks studio, looking out over the pitch black Billings, Montana, which is kind of surreal at this hour, having the bright lights of the studio on and looking out at the pitch black of Billings, Montana. While we're on that, I wanted to just say what I think about this and hear what you guys say. Are any of y'all just done with winter? Are you just done with it? It's almost April 1st, folks. What did we get? About 8 inches of snow the other day. I've been in and out of Montana for 23 years now, and I love the winter. I love all the winter sports, all that. But I'm really just about done with it. What do you think, guys? Not to mention the fact that my daughter has got track practice and track meets, that all of this are outdoors. And I know you guys probably got kids in baseball and other sports that are outdoors right now in the spring. This needs to end. So if we can put in an email or a text, Travis, get in a text to the man upstairs, will you? And take care of this weather thing. I mean, this needs to stop. Next, just so you know, Aaron Flint is going to be in later this morning. He is up in Great Falls and setting up for his live broadcast up there at the 8 a.m. hour. And he might even pop on with us here in the 7 a.m. hour. We'll see how it goes with him if he gets all his equipment set up. I wanted to get a quick PSA in with you guys. Public service announcement before we go on to our topics. For driving, everybody needs to think about this for a minute. You know that rectangular mirror that they install in the middle of your front windshield? This is PSA for all drivers out there. You need to occasionally cast your eyes up at that thing. It's called a rearview mirror. Cast your eyes up at it. Don't call me crazy here. Even have a peripheral vision eye on it at all times. And here's the thing. If you happen to see a line of cars lined up behind you, and when I mean line of cars, I mean two or more cars lined up behind you, that's a clue. The clue is you're going too slow for the current driving conditions. So you need to do one of two things. You need to either speed up or just kindly pull off to the side of the road and let these people go by you. Now, this has been a public service announcement by John Jackson. Not affiliated in any way with Montana Talk Studio or with Travis Lee, the producer. He totally disavows all knowledge of said PSA. But I'm going to guess that just about all of y'all out there would probably agree with that PSA. I hear the music. Travis has already queued up the music. We've got some really good topics today. Some sad topics to talk about, but very, very important stuff. And we will be right back.
Securing America.
On Monday, the White House issued an executive order limiting the government's use of commercial spyware tools. These are the types of spyware that can be used to employ surveillance against people such as human rights activists and journalists. The order comes after the government identified the devices of 50 U.S. government personnel overseas in at least 10 countries that have been targeted by commercial spyware, and it's an attempt to provide what is being called a, quote, demonstration of U.S. leadership and commitment to countering the misuse of commercial spyware and other surveillance technology. The White House says the primary objective of the executive order is to ensure that any U.S. government use of commercial spyware aligns with U.S. national security. The order was unveiled just days before the Biden administration hosts its second summit for democracy later in the week. However, the White House is not providing a list of banned programs as a result of the executive order. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman.
We'll see some sunny breaks today and some developing cloudiness as well as a chance for a few snow showers late afternoon and into this evening towards the Bozeman area mainly. High temperatures will otherwise stay back in the mid-30s across the region. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with isolated snow showers around, low temperatures in the upper teens, and then the outlook for Wednesday does call for more cloud cover and some scattered snow shower activity, especially across the Bozeman area. High temperatures for tomorrow will stay in that trend of the mid-upper 30s. On Wednesday night, with some scattered snow showers, temperatures will fall off to about the mid-20s, with accumulation staying at an inch or less around the region. Still seeing some more snow showers with some accumulations expected around the area on Thursday.
Better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Good morning, and we are back. This is John Jackson here, sitting in at the Montana Talks microphone. I forgot to give you guys the number to call in. You guys probably already know it, but to repeat, it is 406-294-0970. Call in and talk about anything you want to talk about or the topics that we're talking about right now. I wanted to get in first thing, you know, top of the news. Very, very sad stuff from yesterday. Sad and infuriating, both at the same time. Now, if you guys heard, yesterday in Nashville, Tennessee, there was yet another school shooting. This was at a Christian school. One of those places where you thought, you know, I know a lot of people out there send their children to private and Christian schools. You think these places are above this kind of thing. Well, they're not. And at this shooting, we had three children killed and three staff. The three children were all 9 years old. The three staff were all three in their 60s. The shooter is a former student, according to reports right now. Now, in these crazy whirlwinds of media, you get all kind of different reports, so you don't know half the time what's true and what's not. They're saying this is a former student. The video has surfaced this morning of this person coming into the school, shooting their way in through the locked doors, the security doors that are there to prevent this kind of thing, shooting their way through and then starting to walk the halls. And if that's not sad enough, we'll get to the infuriating part. This was a tranny freak, a transgender lunatic who did this to these people. And this comes after a surge of far left death threats in Tennessee because the state had the gall to pass a couple of laws banning the medical transitioning of minors and also concerning the drag shows out there. This is, I don't know about you guys, but I have just really, really had absolutely enough of these people. Look back over your last couple of years. Just about every one of these school shootings, these mass shootings, is from some crazy leftist lunatic. And it gets covered up every single time. Unless it is targeted against minorities done by a white person, it is completely covered up and rationalized by the mainstream media. You know what they're doing right now as we speak? They're trying to blame it on the school. They're trying to blame it on the state of Tennessee. Your mainstream media. These people are evil, every single one of them. And I thought I'd make a comment, too, and cast back on the history of this. For all of y'all been paying attention for the last 20, 30 years, what did we hear 30 years ago from these people? First, it was, you guys remember under B.J. Clinton, it was, don't ask, don't tell. Y'all remember that? Military. Then what did it turn into after that? We want to be married. We want to be legally married, and we want to make churches marry us. Right? You guys remember that? Now, third, and I know all of y'all remember number three, is you're going to bake us a wedding cake for our wedding now. Y'all all remember that one. I know you do. Now, and the next step in all of this is today, what we have for the last couple of years now. And now the demand is, let us cut off kids' body parts or we'll kill you. All right? Everybody needs to understand that these people are lunatics. It needs to be said out loud, right to their faces. We are done with them. And Travis is telling me we have a caller on line one. Hold on. I think that is Mr. Z from Michigan. Let me get him on here. Hold on. Standby one. Mr. Z, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know, I two things. I'm calling for a little bit of marriage counseling here, because after I saw your photos that you posted of all the crazies on the left, I spit my coffee out all over my wife, so she's upset.
You have to celebrate the hags of the left. It has to be celebrated in some way. That's how I view it, Z, is a celebration.
Oh, it's just lovely diversity. And speaking of lovely, I'm going to petition to have Lois Lerner put back on the list, because she's actually in the news today, and that's why I'm calling in. Recently, we had some reporters testified for Congress how the federal government has colluded with social media to censor people. It's a very, very serious issue. Well, Lois Lerner, if everyone remembers, and if I don't, here's a little bit of history. Under the Barry Obama administration, the IRS was auditing Tea Party members. And so lo and behold, as one of these reporters, Matt Taibbi is his name, was testifying, the IRS showed up at his house and left a letter with instructions for him to call them. Now, I'd like to know, and Representative Jim Jordan is taking up the charge here. I'd like to know who made the phone call to the IRS that, hey, Matt Taibbi needs someone to look into his tax return. Same thing happened to Ben Carson after he stood up and refuted Obama at a conference where Obama was extolling the virtues of Obamacare. This is very, very serious. People need to wake up. This is why we don't have as many whistleblowers as we do, because, you know, there's these backdoor methods for making people stop talking.
Hey, Z, hold up one. We're going to hold you over. The music is playing. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
Hey, you know, a lot of what we're talking about this morning, really what we're all saying is we need an advocate. We need somebody who's going to fight for us. We need somebody who's going to stand up for us. We need somebody who's going to make sure that we are treated fairly in a court of law. I'll tell you what, we've got some great advocates on the ground here in Montana. These are Montana lawyers who want to be your advocate. They want to make sure you get fair compensation for pain and suffering, whether it's a medical malpractice case, or whether it's a slip and fall, whether it's, you got into a car wreck, somebody crashed into your car, and now you're dealing with a bunch of headaches from phone calls and medical collection bills and more. Well, I'll tell you what, let the advocates take on your case for you. Go to MontanaAdvocates.com, MontanaAdvocates.com, and find your advocate. Or you can even call this number. Here's the phone number for you, 406.
But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, egg lenders continue to play a very important role in helping to keep farmers and ranchers in the business of raising food and fiber. And during the recent Montana Egg Bankers Conference in Bozeman, Heather Malcolm with Bank of the Rockies in Livingston had this advice for producers for having a successful relationship with their egg lender.
So one thing that I've always maintained is you have to have a really good relationship with your egg lender. You need to visit with them on a monthly or more basis so that they know what's going on in your operation, so that you can help each other know what's going on in your operation and tell them what's going on, whether it's the good, the bad, everything, so that you can help your customers make the best decisions that they can.
Now, moisture and higher markets have certainly spurred some renewed optimism here of late in farm and ranch country. Randy Block with Cattle Facts told ag lenders that they're going to see more profitability in cow-calf country.
Obviously, I think the bottom line for cow-calf producers, you're finally going to get a payday. I mean, it's been long overdue since we've really made any money in cow-calf country, and starts with the moisture situation, some stability there. Then we retain heifers. Prices are going to move higher. Again, we've got a market that we're likely going to see the number of fed animals decline 2.5 million head over the next 4 years. That's a big drop, a 10% drop in beef production over the next 4 years. Prices are going to move significantly.
And despite the recent news of bank collapses in California's Silicon Valley, ag lenders also want to reassure their customers that they're very much still open for business and tend to keep it that way. Stay with us while more ag news right after this.
I'm Caroline Caldwell. I manage the new agrarian program from the Cuvira Coalition. Community supporting organizations are the lifeblood for Montana agriculture. I think finding that community of people helps propel you forward through the hard times, which there are quite a few of them in ranching. That's a part of why I think people really love it.
Montana Farmers Union is working to build community across agriculture and beyond. Learn more and join the community at montanafarmersunion.com.
Taraxa F4 seed treatment is the only one in the game that gives you the ability to eliminate wireworms. And it also powers up your wheat with unmatched plant health benefits. So you get elite disease control, rapid effectiveness, stress reduction, and extended growth. Which means game over for wireworms and game on for plant health. Only with Taraxa F4 seed treatment from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, Farm Futures has conducted its annual March survey and found that farmers are opting for more drought-consistent crops this spring, as depleted soil moisture levels present a big challenge for growers. And, of course, steep input costs are also a factor in those acreage decisions this year. As a result, Farm Futures expects that 2023 planted corn acreage will drop 1% from last year to 87.7 million acres. And folks, if that corn number is realized, it would be the smallest planted U.S. corn acreage since 2009. Meanwhile, their total wheat estimates are noticeably similar to acreages from just a year ago, but do include 3.4% more winter wheat acres. Meanwhile, USDA's prospective plantings report is due out this Friday, March 31st. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Good morning and welcome back to Montana Talks. I think we still got my boy Z on the line. Let me get him back so he can finish his point. Z, you still there?
I'm still here, brother.
Hey, thanks for hanging in. That was a long break.
Oh, no worries. So, you know, we have a government that is striking back at people who are going and testifying. So again, Ben Carson, when he confronted Obama about Obamacare, he got a knock on the door from the IRS. We had Lois Lerner who testified and quote unquote apologized for the oversight, you know, and they found out that Tea Party of 501c and other entities that are politically active who were conservative, they were targeted. And we have the exact same thing here with Matt Taibbi, a reporter who testified in front of Congress. He was involved with what they call the Twitter files. The federal government was found colluding with Twitter to suppress information about many things, including COVID and elections. And lo and behold, that gentleman gets a knock on his door while he's testifying in Congress. So while he's at Congress, IRS shows up at his house. And think about it, everyone. We have 87,000 additional IRS agents out there. Looks like they got nothing to do. Maybe they'll mow my lawn if I'm not around.
You know, it's funny you bring that up this morning. We already had that here as a story to talk about. And I remember that specifically when that happened. That's when you knew you were dealing with, under Barack Hussein Obama, a gangster government, something that the left has talked about since the Nixon era, because there were rumors that Nixon was going sicking the IRS on his political enemies. And this was enshrined in leftist placards all and in Democrat offices all over the nation. This was the most heinous thing that ever happened in the world. Oh, my God. Well, the first time that they get the power, that's exactly what they do. And if you remember, under B.J. Clinton, they were going after the FBI files of their political enemies. That's what these people.
Never had that in our house, John. Never had that there. No.
That's what these people do, right? And the most infuriating thing about it, even worse than what Lois Lerner did, was the fact that she was never held accountable. They gave her a free pass, and you knew it when you saw her sit down testifying in front of Congress. That arrogant, smug, condescending look on her face. She knew when she sat down there, nothing was going to happen to her.
Well, you know, here's the silly thing, too, is that, you know, at city commission, when you go, you give your address. And obviously they want to know who you are and if you're truly from the community. But by the same token, hey, you know, they show up and all of a sudden you're not compliant with the ordinance or something. It makes you think. It makes you think twice about speaking out. And that's a form of control. We have to absolutely push back, fight against that. It's criminal. It's absolutely criminal.
Hey, Zeke, we are coming up against another break. Thank you very much for the call, my brother. We will talk later.
Awesome. Talk to you.
All right. That's the music right there. We will be back in a minute.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Nashville police have said it's too early to discuss a possible motive for a school shooting yesterday, killing three children and three adults. They say 28-year-old Audrey Hale left behind a manifesto.
At some point, the police department is going to release that for the public, or at least what they can. The challenge is right now, we don't want people reaching conclusions until we're able to have a very detailed investigation.
That's Nashville Fraternal Order of Police President James Smallwood. Hale was shot and killed by officers responding to the shooting. President Biden visits a semiconductor plant in Durham, North Carolina today, starting what the White House calls the Investing in America tour.
The First Lady, Vice President, and several cabinet members will fan out across the country to highlight legislation passed during the Biden presidency in places that are creating new ventures or expanding.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. In Mexico, at least 39 migrants are reported to have been killed in a fire at a detention center close to the Texas border. America's listening to Fox News.
And here we are. We are back. That was just a quick Fox News update. Many thanks to my man Z for that call. Very good. Very dead on, up to the date, up to the minute news. Got a couple of messages here come in on the Montana Talks app. And you guys can get messages into us on the app anytime you want. From Nicole, she says, good morning. Is the shooter a genetic male or female? Then the news has me confused. Now, once again, Nicole, you don't know how this stuff breaks down with the media the way they are today, with this the screeching banshees out there, and they get it wrong half the time. But from what I read, this was a female who had then transitioned to, you know, in big giant air quotes, transitioned to being a male. And that said, she is only the fifth mass shooter in U.S. history, which is a very sad occasion to mark that. But yeah, normally women are not mass shooters, serial killers, things like that. You don't normally see that in crime. I've got another message here from, let's see, that is Les from Three Forks. He says, amen to you, sir. I don't know what Les is talking about, but glad to see you're listening, Les. On the shooting, one thing that came out as well, the shooter had targeted apparently other schools and was prepared to do a lot more damage than she did. The reason she ended up at the school she was at is because she saw that security was too tight at least one of these other schools. And so she declined and went to, I believe it's the Manhattan Christian School. And this tells you right now what we've been saying for years and years and years. These people, every single one of them, these shooters you see, they're cowards. These are not trained law enforcement, trained military people that are going to go in a kamikaze hail of bullets and take you on. They are looking for soft targets. When they see a hard target, they go the other way. That's just the bottom line. And we on the right have been saying that for years. Harden up your school. Have a visible presence of security, armed security there. These people will go the other way. Looks like I got line four. Nathan. Nathan, stand by one. Let me get you on here. Let's see. Here we go. You hear me, Nate?
Hey. Yeah, you got me?
I got you. What you got, brother?
I got a complaint. All of a sudden, I've been on Twitter there for a while, fooling around. All of a sudden, nobody knows what my avatar looks like. I'm a donkey.
Donkey.
Character on hold. Get him on here.
Hey, we got the music coming up. Can you hang over, Nate?
Go for it.
All right, stand by one. We're going to go to a break, and I'll be back here in just a second.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Welcome back to Montana Talks. This is John Jackson sitting in for Aaron Flint. I got an image right there I just did not need to see this morning. That was Travis in the studio getting jiggy with that intro music. I just did not need to see that. I'm gonna have to screw up my eyeballs here in a minute. That was some white boy boogaloo right there, Travis. That was not good. Okay, we still got Nate on the line. Hold on, Nate. I'm gonna get you back. Let's see. Here you go. You hear me, Bob?
Yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
I'm back. Yeah, so thanks for the image on Travis. Gonna need a little bit more description on that. So anyhow, hey, I don't have a lot of time. I just wanted to say good job, as usual. Wanted to jump in for support, make a comment to Impenitent. I did notice, though, I know Impenitent, who was, mixed me up. You know, he's a fellow former Marine, so I give him, he gets a little bitter. I'll give him some leeway on that.
Yeah, for any of you guys out there who follow us out there on Twitter, I am at PVTJokerUS on Twitter. And a lot of times people identify us by our little avatars, our little profile pics. And they were trying to think of Nathan the other day on there, and they were saying, yeah, he's the guy with the donkey face. And we're like, wait, what? No, he's the picture of John Wayne.
Yeah, for like ever, years. I'm like, I understand how a fellow Marine might confuse John Wayne with a donkey. You know, he was riding a horse, I guess, but the horse isn't really in the picture. But anyway, whatever. That's fine. That's the worst.
All right, brother. You got anything else to talk about?
Hey, no. The only thing I wanted to give you was I owe you. We were going to do this on Spaces, but I give you a little. Hey, what a doodle, little boom dry. Grease man.
Oh yeah. Oh, there you go. Hey, the grease man.
You're a ditty bopping daddy.
for you guys know, Nate is a former radio man, so he's got that. Definitely, he's got that voice. Yes.
No. Anyway, hey, have a great day. Keep doing the good work, bro.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Before we go on to that next topic, I wanted to hit with you guys something that has just, it's one of those things that every day I think is one of the most important things out there and a lot of times gets missed in the daily news cycle. And that's the ongoing cluster F that is happening in Ukraine. I don't know if you guys saw yesterday, yet another actor went over there and made his pilgrimage over to Kyiv and had to go see little Fidel Zelensky and probably took him a dove or a partridge or one of his Oscars or something like that. God, it drives me crazy. But anyway, here we are with, at all accounts, over $100 billion of our tax money already funneled over there to one of the most corrupt countries in the world. Think about that for just one second. I've lived in these countries. I'll tell you where that money is going. It's going right out the back door. The money's going right out the back door. It's going into offshore bank accounts of all the people, Zelensky and all his people. And all of them weapons, half of them are going to get sold on the black market. That's how these people roll. No one's telling you that. That's what's going on 100%. The second point I wanted to make is, I didn't just land on this planet. I have watched and participated, but watched for the last 60 years as the left in this country. When I say the left, I mean Grandpa Pudding Brain Biden and all his people that are in office right now. I have watched as they have undermined and sabotaged, I mean actively sabotaged and collaborated with our enemies in every conflict we've been in since Vietnam. Most of these conflicts and wars being proxy wars with Russia. With Russia, with communist advancement in our hemisphere and across the world. And, I mean, Vietnam was one of those. Not to mention Nicaragua, Cuba, Venezuela, Brazil. They also were sabotaging our efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan at every moment. Now are you trying to tell me, you want me to believe for one fudging second that these people are now wanting to fight the Russians? They're in bed with the communists. They are the communists. They've been doing this their whole existence, the last 60 years. So then ask yourself, why? Why do they want to do this now? Well, that question answers itself, folks. What have they been after? What have you been hearing about for 5-10 years now? The Great Reset. What did you see during the pandemic, during COVID? What did they love about COVID, man? That emergency. That's what they loved about COVID. Well, guess what would get them the next emergency, folks? War. I mean, what's a bigger emergency than war? And that's why you see Grandpa Poopy Pants and all of his guys, the slightest thing, somebody slips on a banana peel over in Kyiv, and they're ready to, you know, get NATO together and declare war. They are salivating at the opportunity to do it. All of y'all just need to understand that this war is not what they are selling you. And okay, let's imagine for one second, even if it was, Biden can't, his people, they can't and won't do it because they are perennial screw-ups that no matter what they get us into as far as a foreign conflict, it is going to result in a massive loss of life and a massive embarrassment for this country. Look at what they just did in Afghanistan, man. They couldn't handle a bunch of goat herders in Afghanistan and got a bunch of our people killed for nothing. They couldn't even do a withdrawal from Afghanistan against a bunch of goat herders. You think for one second they can handle nuclear Russia and Vladimir Putin? What they are, and I'll give you a good example of this. All of y'all have got in y'all's family or friend circle somebody who's a perennial screw-up. You know that guy who's always broke, who's always got a story, and he comes to you and needs $100 to pay the power bill. And he's done that to you for years. And you give him $100 to go pay the power bill, he will walk right down the street and put that $100 in a slot machine. That's who these people are. Even if you thought they were really going to fight the Russians for real, for patriotism and for democracy and to save the great democracy of Kyiv and Ukraine, even if you think that, they are incapable of doing it. Okay, that's my rant on Ukraine. We have got Nancy on line 3. Let me see if I can cue her up here. Nancy, my girl, you there?
I am here, dear John. How are you?
What's up, girl?
Okay, well, I have to mention the horrible tragic school shooting yesterday, and then I want to get into the government and the Second Amendment a little bit. I am heartbroken, and my thoughts and prayers are with the families of the victims in Nashville, Tennessee. And I am absolutely appalled at this Joe Biden. I can't even call him president. It took him 4 minutes during his speech yesterday to get to the school shooting. He was talking about chocolate chip ice cream, et cetera, et cetera. I am appalled, and I just can't believe that we have this guy in the White House. And where is the GOP? Why aren't they demanding that this SOB step down from the Oval Office? I think it's time to tell him to get out, to resign. But getting to the Second Amendment, our country has become so apathetic. I mean, we have these political groups, and instead of thinking about the victims of the Nashville shooter, they're talking about their agendas. And I want to make this very clear right now. This shooter was a 28-year-old woman who identified as a man, and she was her own responsibility. We and society did not make her act yesterday the way she did. And we are not going to repeal the Second Amendment. We have to have it. And one of the problems today, we have these fools in blue states and cities that are no bail, releasing criminals, maniacs, back out into the streets. We have the defund George Soros movement. We have to have guns for defense. We have China with spy balloons cruising over our country. We have to have self-defense. There's no way of getting around it.
Hey, Nancy. And, Nancy, I'm hearing the music here. You want to hang in past the break?
Yeah, I'll hang in. I got a few more things to say.
Okay, hang on. We're going to a break. Stand by.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Americans now are abandoning the values that once defined this great country. Wall Street Journal poll. Patriotism, religion, hard work. Hold less importance. Only 23% of adults under the age of 30 said that having children was important. There's a New York Post editorial about it. I mean, it is basically saying killing the American dream, and how the American dream is at risk of death thanks to not just Joe Biden, but decades of terrible economic policy, social engineering from the left.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, a cyber thief could steal the equity in your home without you even knowing. Now, it's a financially devastating scam. It's called home title theft. Now, cyber thieves hunt for the title of your home online. Then they'll forge your signature on a transfer document stating that you sold them your home when you didn't. Then they'll take out loans on your home with your equity, or they'll sell it to an unsuspecting buyer. And by the way, they're gone. Your money's gone also. Your home is not in your name anymore. And now you're hiring attorneys to try and save your home. I protect my home, my equity, with Home Title Lock. You should too. Home Title Lock, they put a virtual shield around your home's title. Now that's the instant they detect activity or tampering around your home's title. They help shut it down and shut it down fast. First things first, get a free title scan with sign up to verify your home is safely in your
527400.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Welcome back to Montana Talks. Let's see if we still have Nancy on the phone. Stand by one. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I am. I have just a few more important points to make for the younger generation, the youngsters listening to Montana Talks this morning. There was an incident that happened November 18th, 1978. There was a cult, a religious cult at that time called the People's Temple, and it was organized and founded by Jim Jones, a maniac. And he had almost 1,000 Americans living in Guyana, Africa, and he forced these people to drink poisoned Kool-Aid and murdered men, women, and children, every one of them, even infants. There were some infants in the group. And don't forget 9/11. So we don't need guns for mass murders. So this is trying to repeal the second. It's not going to work, and it's totally unnecessary. The government cannot fix what happened yesterday. And what my biggest point here, and I'm going to ask all my fellow Americans to really think about this today, have we as a society, as a culture, become too tolerant of what is abnormal and what is not defendable? We can't defend this wokeism. I know that I can't. I can't defend taking Mark Twain books out of school libraries and replacing these and that. Have we become too tolerant Americans? Is this what caused what happened yesterday in Nashville, Tennessee at that Christian school?
Well, that is a very good point, Nancy. Thank you very much for the call. That is something that I've been talking about for a long time now, is tolerance. And I grew up being taught to be tolerant. And I've never cared in my life. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care what you dress up like. I have never cared about that once in my life. Very tolerant, live and let live kind of guy. Until now. Until the last 10, 15 years. Because these people have pushed me the other way. Their bullying and their threats and now their murders, they have pushed me the other way. I care about this stuff now, but not the way they think, not the way they're going to like. All right, we have Jerry on line one. Stand by, Jerry. Let me see if I can get you on here, brother. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What do you got to say, sir?
It seems as though we have a lot of things going on here. But right now, I was listening to Trump talk, and he says by the end of Biden's tour, there's going to be about 15 million people in this country illegally. Now, they call it legal because Biden let them in. But we are housing these people. We are feeding these people. And 80% of them are military-age youth. And how many of them were emptied out of the penitentiaries, the insane asylums, and so forth, of these South American countries?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Jerry. That is a...
The D-Day invasion in Europe was 220,000 people, and we're letting 15 million in here? I mean, come on.
It is first thing that Joe Biden should be impeached over, yes.
How many packing plants have burned in this country, quite by accident? Had a couple of planes fly into two of them within 3 days of each other. How many railroad trains are running off the tracks now, especially with hazardous loads and so forth? There's some really stinking stuff going on in this country, and nobody wants to face it.
You are dead on that, Jerry. That is one of the biggest problems we face in this country right now. A lawless administration allowing us to be invaded by the third world. Hey, we got a break. Thanks for the call, brother.